This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Vlogcast, another one with Elise and baby Owen. Welcome back in, Elise. How you doing?
Good. We seem to come as a package deal these days.
You know what? Just get used to it. I was like that with my kids, and after a while, I was just like, yeah, wear them, and then they start walking around, and you're like, but come back. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. And then you want to hover and be a helicopter parent. I'm not a helicopter parent, but I am a proud parent. I don't know if you've seen my Facebook story yet. My youngest child has already started back to school 2 days a week. My oldest child starts back the week of Thanksgiving, which means he starts back the first week in December. Anyway, Austin is, as I've mentioned before, is ADHD. He is very, very bright. He also has dysgraphia. So all this at-home virtual learning is not benefiting him. And I took him off ADHD medicine about a year and a half ago. He was doing great in school. And then COVID hit. Dun, dun, dun. So I recently had to put him back on ADHD medicine. And today we get notified that he gets named Student of the Week for his whole middle school. So
that's so awesome. I saw your story. It made me super happy.
I was so happy because I went out to drop Bennett off at school this morning. I stopped into Starbucks, and we're going to talk about Starbucks coming up. And you know what? Why did I get the venti? Because I needed the caffeine, and it was free with points. I had enough points. So why wouldn't you get the venti? The one thing I forgot was to ask for extra shots, because you can have the extra shots with the free ones.
Noted.
So I've got to build back up. But it is BOGO today at Starbucks after 2 o'clock. It is happy hour BOGO. So maybe you want to do that, since you said you were going to DoorDash some Starbucks earlier. Maybe you should do that. Heck yeah. Oh, when you go to sleep, mommy needs all the caffeine. All the caffeine. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Starbucks today, but I was so proud of Austin because I texted him. I was like, I got to make sure you're up because he has to be online by 8:15. I take Bennett at 7:30, go get the Starbucks. I'm like, wake up. He goes, I am awake. And by the way, when he told me that, I was so happy. I'm like, you're not making that up. You're just not trying to tell me you blew up something in your room and you're just trying to soften the blow. I mean, I had this whole conversation with him after that text exchange. I'm like, you're not just telling me that, right? So I'm so proud of him because this year, virtual learning is a struggle. It is a struggle because, you know, we're working virtually. And then you have the kids working virtually. And, oh, it's something to behold. I know your kids go to school. Ella, your kids. Owen is the brightest 3-month-old you could ever meet.
He's very smart.
He's already in college. Anyway, he just won't let mommy let go of him. So mommy has to go back to college. So so it's been a struggle. So Ella is back all 5 days a week. And so
yes,
she's
thank the Lord.
She's in first grade. So I couldn't imagine, like, she was in kindergarten when all this started happening. I couldn't even imagine because they're used to going and doing and having that, you know, independence and social interaction. And then, boom, it's taken away. You're back at home. And then you were pregnant and had all the hormones and you had a little 6-year-old running around. Girl. And that was a rough time to ever pick stop to stop drinking.
if we weren't living with my mother-in-law at the time while we were house searching, I would have lost it. Thankfully, she was there to help. She was a 5th grade teacher. She retired at the end of last year to keep him so that I could work. And so, thankfully, she was there.
No, yeah. I'm kidding, because my mom is a retired school teacher. She teaches, she taught kindergarten, but she actually helped with my kids the last half of the school year last year when all this broke out. And now we've actually kind of moved away from them. And there are times that my mom will help out with them on certain days that they're not in school. But we used to call it BB School of Higher Knowledge. And it got to where my kids understood every time that I said to them, that sweet woman, you know, is not the woman that raised me. They got to learn that side of their BB. So exactly them going back to school, but they're actually seeing a side of their mom, intense working mom. And then, you know, how somebody would come in the studio while I was working and stop what I was doing and I'd have to stop down. And you know that face I give people, Elise?
Oh, yeah.
My children have seen that face one too many times, and it's usually a snarl, kind of like Lucy Liu from the Ally McBeal show. It's the snarl and the growl that goes with it. So my kids have learned intense working mom is also not sweet mom, but it's like I also plan out time for them. So we want to know, comment down below what people are doing, if you're still virtually learning, if your kids are back in school, how you're handling that, because things look totally different right now. And New York went back on lockdown. Other cities are looking at lockdown. Texas is a judge has called that back in. So do you think we're going to go back on lockdown, Elise? What do you think?
I don't know. I just in case, though, I've already went to Sam's and bought a thing of toilet paper and an extra box of diapers and four cans of formula.
Yeah, just in case, because you never know. And you know, did you see what my hair just did? It just decided it wanted to fly away. My hair's like, I'm out of here. If I have to go lockdown again, if I have to go without getting my treatments and my smoothing out and my blowouts and my roots, I'm out of here. Anyways, because I pretty much pulled my wore curly all summer and pulled it back because that was all crazy. Yeah. With all that, because we stayed at the pool like you did. But what I did is, you know, everybody was going toilet paper crazy back in March and April. I went to Costco and they had the flushable wipes. There was like a giant box of flushable wipes.
Oh, yeah.
We still have packages of. I mean, they're like individual packages. And we have three bathrooms at our house. So we have them spread out throughout the house. But it's just like we didn't need that much toilet paper. We didn't go toilet paper hoarding like everybody else did. My mom had been living for this forever because she always has extra toilet paper, extra paper towels, extra this, extra that. And she used to joke when I first got out of college and had my first apartment with my college roommate, Brenda, that we would come shopping in her pantry. So I reenacted the shopping in BB's pantry again. I may have to do that again because I'm started stocking up on paper towels, but not like the multi-packs. I'll buy the cheap little 50-cent rolls at like Walmart or something like that. Have you seen those like basic black label ones? I won't do toilet paper that way, but paper towels, come on, let's just face it. You're going to use them to clean up a mess and then throw them out. So I don't need Bronny right now. I don't need Bronny. So how is he? He's actually, we were going to record earlier, but he got a little restless.
Yes, he is teething so fun. And so he is just drooling everywhere and he's constantly mad. He wants to be held all the time.
He's growing into a man. So that's what he's doing, growing into a man.
It's rough. And so he's tired. He wants to go back to sleep. And hopefully he will.
I can't blame him. I kind of want to go back to sleep too. It's a rainy day. And it's that day. I told you last night it was so rainy and gross. And usually I'll go out on my nightly runs or just, you know, walk the neighborhood or sit outside on the deck and talk to friends, that kind of thing on the phone. It was so gross. This is what I had to do. I folded clothes last night. That was my life.
That's what I need to do.
But I got some out of the dryer and they were still warm. So what I did is while I was sitting on my bed, crisscross applesauce in my, as you can see, I'll run the picture here in my polka dot pajama pants. I dumped everything out of the basket on my legs because it was nice and warm as I was folding it. So yeah, that happened. That was the excitement of my life last night. It's pretty bad. Anyway, let's talk about stuff. I mentioned Starbucks earlier. Starbucks has, and you know me, I love my reusable cups from Starbucks, which we cannot use right now because of COVID. You have to buy the throwaway disposable ones, which I understand why, because you don't know what people are bringing in there and how nasty the cups are, because I had some cups that were funky in my car. I'll admit that, okay? But anyway, but it's usually because my kids left them in the car. I'll just say that. But Starbucks now has a color-changing cup and a different one each and every day you can get. So yesterday, I know, they're so cool. And you know, I get my cups there. And I went in this morning and I saw the article after I went in. I usually show prep before I get the kids ready for school, but today was not the day that I show prep. So I'm going to have to go back in, but it's BOGO, you know, it's the happy hour thing. So why not? I'll go back in, get another coffee, and then, oh yeah, get me the color changing cup. So I'll do that after I pick up Bennett. We'll just all go to Starbucks. So
It was what, green? And then when you put hot liquid in it, it changes to red, I think.
Exactly.
I want that.
So I'm ready for that. So it's like I'll be having my new Starbucks cup. But people also talk about the new designs they have this year. Let me take this off. I think it's cool enough. Almost dropped that. That would have been like coffee abuse. But look how cool that is. It's like I like this. You know, a couple of years ago, some people were like, because it says holiday and not Christmas, and it says this and that and the other. Whatever, you know what season it is, and no one's trying to offend anyone else. No one's going to try to take anything away from anybody. Just go get your Starbucks and everybody will be happier, except for Charlotte, my dog Charlotte, because she knows when I go to Starbucks, I always get her a pup cup. I got my free venti. It was so delicious. And then I got Austin his white chocolate hot cocoa, but it's not so hot cocoa because he gets the kids temp. And I forgot to get Charlotte her pup cup. I came home and I was totally judged.
Totally. She says she needs one when you go back.
I know. I need to. Yeah. And Charlotte hurt her paw yesterday too. So she's waiting for me at the front door. I'm carrying in Starbucks and she's doing this.
Oh, that's the worst.
Have you ever been judged by Sookie? Does she judge you?
Oh, always. She has a very judgy face.
Yes. Sookie can judge. What about your cat? Did your cat judge?
Yes, he was the worst. He would just sit there and look at you and just narrow his eyes in like,
My cats always judge. My friend Jenna, when she's here, she's always like, why are they judging me? I'm like, because they can. And I'm like, I'm not judging you. The animals are. She goes, they're judging me. Okay. So, a lot of people, once I posted this video that I'm going to show up on my Facebook page, were commenting that, oh, yeah, my mom's dog did this or my sister's dog did this. But cats, they always judge you, and some dogs will judge you. Has Sookie ever talked back to you? I want to know. Has Sookie talked back to you?
She is, yes. She's very vocal. If I wasn't holding him, I would go and get her. I'll have to bring her on the podcast or vlogcast. Excuse me.
We're
not used to that yet. And
hashtag the cast.
Yeah. And she's super vocal. You can ask her a question and I promise she talks back. Mm-hmm. And whenever Charlotte, he cries, she howls. So like she knows.
I love that. My I got onto Austin for something yesterday because, well, he's 13 and they push boundaries. I told him to go change his shirt because they had food on it and he said, Mom, grow up. I'm like, you've got food on you. I'm telling you to go put on a clean shirt before we go out. And you're telling me to grow up. And so I kind of got onto him because you do when you have 13-year-olds and tensions are running high and you're trying to get out of the house. Anyway, so Charlotte judged me after getting onto Austin. She looked at me and of course she was laying on my bed on my pillow with her little paw like this. And she looked at me like, she judged me. Can you believe that? I had a cat one time when Austin was a baby. The first time my former mother-in-law came to visit after Austin was born. She came to see him in the hospital, but 6 weeks later, she came to stay with us for a little bit. Well, Austin was crying and he wanted me because, you know, babies want their mamas and that's it. Austin was crying. I was trying to take a shower and I had just passed Austin over to Sheila to hold him. And Jasper, my cat that I'd had forever since, you know, I think I got her on my 25th birthday as a 25th birthday gift to myself. So I'd had her for quite some time. I had Austin when I was like 32, 33. So it'd been a while. It'd been a minute. So she was very protective of Austin. Well, she saw Sheila holding Austin and he was crying and not calming down. So she walked up to Sheila and went, wow, and popped her across the leg because she thought she was hurting Austin.
Oh.
Oops. And I was so afraid because there was always that tension between me and my former mother-in-law. I was always afraid of what was going to be said. Well, when she did that to him, she goes, well, I guess she's just protective of him. That's all. And I thought, oh, good Lord, that could have been like a nuclear incident. That could have been a nuclear incident. So anyway, I'm going to show you this video now. Look at this dog that is being judged by his owner. And in return, the dog is not having it. Not having it. Watch.
I'm lying.
Is he telling
bad stories about
you? I'm lying.
I said you rub your butthole on my headrest.
I love that Owen is in the background going,
rub your butthole on the headrest. I'm lying. No, you're not supposed to do that.
I'm lying.
You're not supposed to. No, you're not supposed to do that. You're not.
Oh my God, did you see that dog's eyes? That was so much judgment. That dog was, and then, you know, the term throwing shade, he totally threw some shade at his owner.
Yeah, Sookie's not quite that bad.
But that would be awesome. Now, I did catch Charlotte one day. Apparently, I was not petting Charlotte the right way. And so here she is showing me that she's grooming herself. And also that she has issues because she's been raised up with cats. So anyway, so Charlotte has always been around cats. So I think she thinks she's a very large cat. So this video here, watch her as she grooms herself. Oh my God, did you see that? So she's looking at me like, well, I'm going to clean myself because you're not petting me the way that I want. She's literally sitting up like a human rubbing her belly. That's freaky.
She is so cute.
She's a mess. I thought we were divas. That girl is the diva right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sookie sleeps under the covers with her head on a pillow, so.
I actually washed and dried the sheets last night, and I was making the bed with fresh sheets. Charlotte wouldn't get up. I put the fitted sheet on and I went to get the flat sheet and the blanket and the comforter to put back on. She's laying at the foot of the bed. I had to make the bed up around her. Have you ever done that with Sookie?
Yes, all the time.
Literally, I got it all made up and neat, and then I had to fold it back on a corner, and I looked at her. I'm like, would you like to come out now? Then she comes out and gets on my guest side pillow. So, you know, not the pillow I sleep. At least she saved me my pillow. But she gets over and she curls up and she looks at me and goes, huh? And then, oh, let's not forget, huh, with a little
sack. Yeah. Look at my paw.
It's like kids in Band-Aids. What is up with animals when they do that? I'm like, you know what? If I did that to you, look, Elise, I got a boo-boo. You would tell me to suck it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Sookie, when Sookie got hurt at the groomer and had that cast on her leg, it was pitiful because she weighs 5 pounds. So she had a whole leg. Her whole leg was wrapped up. It was awful.
The cast weighs more than her.
It did. It was pitiful. And she had to wear it for 14 days. And she would just clomp around the house. It was pitiful.
Oh, so pitiful. It's tough. Well, I was telling my friend Jenna that last time Charlotte was like this, it's because she jumped off the screen porch of my old house into the front yard and sprained her her paw. So I took her to my vet, who are wonderful people, and they're very, very cautious, which I appreciate. But since Charlotte is such a large dog, they decided to x-ray her and keep her completely still. They wanted to make sure she didn't have any fractures. They were going to have to knock her out. I went to pick her up to find out she had a sprain, but that sprain cost me $1,500.
Oh.
Ow.
No.
So, Charlotte, I realize you have a little bit of arthritis in there and you have a sprain, but that's $1,500.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll be good. You'll be good. Mama don't make that much. It's COVID. Everybody broke. Sorry, Charlotte. You have to suck it up. I have to do my own roots now. You can suck it up. You are fine. That's another thing. Are you doing your own roots in your hair and all that other stuff? Because I haven't cut my own hair. I do go to get my hair cut, but I handle doing my roots and stuff. So that's why it's a different color than it normally is.
I feel like all of the color is out of my hair now. Like, it has been so long that it's just grown, and now it just all blends together.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those, like, I have a new child. Therefore, I don't have time for any of that. Even if it wasn't COVID, probably still wouldn't have time for it. And so
I miss having, I told you I did my roots, right? And so I can kind of see more, because I'm back to Auburn, but it's still a little bit darker than I want. So it's like I can kind of see in my scalp, my roots are a little more red than I want them to be. But you know what? They're not white. I call those God's highlights. At least my God's highlights have gone away for a little bit.
I'm not looking forward to that. I feel like it's coming. It's coming now with two children. I need to start getting in a routine.
Well, I started to get the stray gray hairs here and there when I was about 16, and they weren't that obvious. But now they're starting to come in right here. And my mom had beautiful white streak naturally come in here, but she started because she's jet black hair like me. My hair's naturally jet black. You've seen pictures. But anyway, my mom actually had that hair. I got my hair from my mom, and then so she had this beautiful white streak. So she started having that dyed, and then she went Auburn for a while. She has decided since COVID, and my father has a total issue with this, she's letting her hair kind of just fade out to and it's beautiful white. I would have nasty gray, you know what I mean? But she has beautiful white, so she still has tints of that Auburn in there, so it's got that ombre look. Down toward the bottom, it's kind of got the Auburn look, but it's white and silver. It's beautiful. I know. I'm so afraid to even go there. But, they're teenagers dyeing their hair gray these days. I wouldn't do that. Sorry. But anyway, so my dad, it's the funniest thing. He never has an opinion on everything. Everything is live and let live, go with the flow. He has a major issue with my mom going gray. He has a major issue with that, with going white. But it's beautiful. Well, my mom's so pretty anyway. I can't say how old she is. She's still 29. So, yeah. And she's also the same age she was when I was born. So she's still 29. If you know my age, do the math. You can figure out my mom's birthday. Anyway, but so she still looks young. So I get my genetics from her. Thank God. Thank God. There could be worse people in the family I get genetics from. But yeah, I don't know if I would be ready to do that, completely go white. And I know a lot of people have over COVID. They're just kind of like, I'm just letting it go. And I'm like, I can't. Because I see that and I'm just like, oh my gosh. Or I'm trying to pose in pictures where you don't see my little gray poking out.
No, I couldn't do it either. I went blonde once and that was close enough for me.
Yeah, you and I are dark-headed kids. I will go with blonde, chunks in my hair here and there. When I go completely red, I've gone, with, blonde chunks on top of it, and it looks amazing. I may do that. I may go and actually have some blonde highlights put in there so I can kind of, even out and kind of get a little difference here. But, yeah, so, I don't know if I could go completely white. Has anybody out there gone completely white during COVID? We want to know, besides my mom. And we know with my dad, who is now on social media, which is hilarious. He doesn't have his account. He's like my mom. He's linked into my sister's account. I would not let him link into my account because I don't want my dad commenting on my friend's stuff or my stuff. Anyway, so yeah, my dad will go through that's his news feed. He goes through Facebook to catch up what we're doing. So it's then he'll tell me stuff our station's doing or stuff that we're running on the station news wise. I'm like, thanks, Dad. Where'd you hear that? And he goes, oh yeah, your feed. I'm like, okay. Anyway, let's talk about something that is on our website right now. Thanksgiving's going to look totally different for a lot of people, but one thing you can be sure of, there's going to be somebody in your family that's going to screw up the turkey. And if you've got someone to screw up the turkey, or you know someone is in charge of the turkey and you're afraid it's going to be screwed up, you can be saved by our friends at Whole Foods and Progressive. Elise, you posted this on the Facebook page. Tell us a little bit about it.
I did. Apparently, if you buy your turkey from Whole Foods, you get turkey insurance. That way, if it's a complete disaster, you just cash in your insurance plan and you get reimbursed.
You get a $35 gift card, but it's only for the first 1,000 people.
Yes.
Come on. Pressures are going to be running high. A lot of people are going to be doing a martini Thanksgiving. I'm going to be doing that. The boys will be with their dad. I'm going to be spending time with my friends out of town. I'm not doing a family thing this Thanksgiving, and I've kind of ignored my brother's invitation. As in, I don't want to have that conversation. I'm a grown woman with my own life, and I'm still afraid of my brother. Because my brother, I love my brother. I am the closest to my brother in the family. But it's at his house. I love everybody. But I also don't want to spend the whole day there. I kind of want to have some martinis with friends on Thanksgiving. Is that wrong?
No, you don't have your kids this Thanksgiving. Like, No.
I know, right? Be like, see ya, sucker. But anyway, we're talking. So that is turkey protection. So go to Whole Foods. If you get your turkey there, Progressive Insurance could be covering it up for the first 1,000 people. So you could be getting a $35 gift card back if you totally screw up your turkey. But it's Whole Foods. I don't think you can screw up anything from Whole Foods. I don't think so. I think they kind of make it ahead of time for you. And some of the, I don't know if this is like a frozen turkey or a fresh turkey or an already made turkey. If it's already made and you screwed it up, that's your own fault.
It's probably frozen. They're probably like, they're counting on people not thawing their turkey and putting frozen turkey in the oven.
Or cooking it with a bag of guts in it. Why do they give you a bag of guts? Oh, but one thing I will miss is the my brother's cornbread dressing. They do stuffing in the bird, but there's also the dressing, the pan of dressing. My brother makes the most amazing dressing. Oh my Lord. So I may have to like get some of that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want like a to-go box, please.
I'd like a to-go box. Don't worry about the turkey. Just give me the dressing, the pumpkin pie, and these will taste lovely with a side of martinis.
Oh yeah. A baby, you can have a Baby Yoda one.
I know.
Have a Baby Yoda one.
Let's talk about the Baby Yoda cocktail. Jennifer Aniston, ever since she came on to Instagram, once she hit social media, it's been wide open. Everything that she does is golden. We talked the other day about Lord Chesterfield. We talked about the fast time at Ridgemont High. Also, she caused a stir when she voted, and she showed herself dropping off her vote and her reason why she voted the way she voted. And just so much stuff. And even the stuff with Jimmy Kimmel that she did with the Emmys recently. So, she posted a picture of a Baby Yoda cocktail from a restaurant that had this before. Not many people, you know, caught on to it, but it is stinking adorable. Take a look at this picture. Would you not be all over that cocktail? What?
You know me.
Yeah, I know you. If it has tequila in it and it's called margarita, we're there, okay? We are there. Anyway. So I actually had to walk one of my friend's grown sons, not like a little son, a step-by-step how to make a margarita. He asked me, Auntie Ree, how do I make a margarita? And I asked what ingredients he had. He had vodka. I was like, child, first of all, let me educate you. Oh, vodka is not a margarita. He goes, but this says margarita mix. And I'm like, then get tequila. And no.
That's sad.
That is so sad. I'm like, I'm going to have to educate you. That's pretty sad. Anyway, so yeah, this, I just got to figure out, are those blueberries or are they black olives for those eyes there?
I mean, it's Grey Goose. It's probably olives.
Yeah, I know, but it looks like it would be almost like fruity, like Midori, but it's not. It's just some other stuff in there.
And yeah, it has that kiwi stuff in it, so it could be blueberries. They said it was made with some kind of kiwi syrup to make it green.
I don't think I would mix black olives with kiwis because...
No, it probably is blueberries. I don't think they said that. I don't think they said what it is.
I don't think they said what it is, but I think challenge accepted, we should try to recreate it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I will not get my friend's son to help us recreate that because he still thinks vodka goes in a margarita.
Absolutely not.
Oh my gosh. I was married to a liquor rep for like 10 years. We were together 5 years before that. I know how to mix a drink. Oh my gosh. Oh, anyway. So that's what's going on. And one more thing for the bonus round, we had this going around this past weekend. We had our huge laughs. And of course, if you see video of Pierce Morgan, I'll pop up some of it here because, obviously, it can't be aired, but it can also run on the Divas Dish vlogcast as well as the podcast because it doesn't go over the airwaves. To Marks and Spencer's brand new thing for the holiday, Santa's Yum Nut. So I sent this to Elise the other day and said, hey, do you think we can talk about this on the Divas Dish? And she goes, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're all for it. And all for the alternate names. It went viral. Everybody on Twitter blew this up going, what is it going to, what this name was out of, you know, this name wasn't available. This name wasn't available. Who are the marketing people that came up with this?
No, I had to do some research because I'm like, where did they come up with this? Why did they think this was okay? And so I wanted to know a little bit about more, like, what is it? They said it's a cross between a donut and a, what they call over the, you know, across the pond.
Across the pond.
A yum yum. And so it's a donut yum yum combo that they thought would be okay to call a yum nut. And that is actually, that's not okay. But apparently it does not stop here. These people, their marketing department is a genius. It does not stop with Christmas time. Oh no. Valentine's Day.
I'm laughing.
Valentine's Day is coming soon and they sell love sausages. Love sausages. I'm telling you, these people are geniuses. I want to work for their marketing department.
I do too, because the stuff that we say off air is the stuff that we could be brilliant from marketing that for. And did you know, did you see in the packaging, Santa's Yum Nut comes in a pack of three?
Yes, because you can't sell it in a pack of two. Then it would be too weird.
Well, you know, every once in a while you need a bonus Yum Nut. Looks like Owen's finally going to sleep. So yeah. We're going to let you have some quality quiet time by, oh my gosh, I love it. You know, I bore a lot of men apparently, and I start them out young at 3 months. So there you go.
This is the second day in a row he's gone to sleep to the video cast here. So
I love that. Well, we actually took yesterday off because yesterday was a holiday for my kids from school and they were all over the place. I begged them. I'm like, please sleep in. You don't have to be up. Let mommy do her work. Just sleep in. Mommy's got commercials and mommy has the vlog cast to do. Okay. Okay. They were both up by 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, what in the world?
He was too.
If I wanted you up, you wouldn't be up. But oh no, oh no, oh no. Bennett knows exactly when we need to leave for school now. And so he got up at 7:15. We have to leave at 7:30. Thank goodness I folded and had clean clothes out for him.
That's, and he took that's Ella. That is 100% Ella.
Oh my gosh. And then he comes downstairs to get changed. I had his clothes. I brought it up. And then we're in the living room and I'm going to change him. And after the shower, he put his clothes back on from yesterday, but he like dropped his shorts and had no underwear on. What is up? Neither one of my boys wear their underwear half the time. I'm like, is that a COVID thing?
Do I have to look forward to that? Is that a boy thing?
I think it's a boy thing because here's the thing. Like Austin, like we'll go to get out of the car and you see something poking out at you. And I said something about like, Austin, please wear underwear. Are you wearing underwear? He goes, that's a violation of my privacy. I said, no. What is a violation of my eyesight is when I see something staring at me out of the back of your pants.
No, I'm not
I'm
looking forward to that.
Moved by my child.
No, I'm not looking forward to that.
I mean, all for going commando, but you know what? Your mama didn't need to see you going commando. Okay.
No.
Go get your yum nuts. Go get your Baby Yoda cocktail. Go get your color-changing cup. And if you burn the turkey or Aunt Ruthie or whoever else burns the turkey at Thanksgiving, you can get insurance through Whole Foods and Progressive Insurance. You got to love Flo and the gang at Progressive because, I mean, they're brilliant in their marketing. They haven't come up with Yum Nuts, but they have come up with turkey protection plan, which is kind of cool. So join us for the Divas Dish vlogcast. We will record one more on Friday to go on the weekend, and that'll be the weekend edition. We will talk about the Marks and Spencer ad that had me rolling on the floor. Not just the Yum Nuts. The Yum Nuts, hilarious. But the ad where the takeoff of one of my favorite scenes from Love Actually, one of yours too. You will love it. So that's on there. And then we'll have some other fun stuff. And I saw some new stuff coming across the Magic website. So we'll be talking about that as we go into the weekend. Okay, so join us. You can catch the Divas Dish blogcast on Facebook.com/Magic989Online, as well as YouTube. You can go straight to YouTube and get that. I have that on my personal YouTube channel, The Diva in Motion. That's me, Cherie Taylor. You'll see my little cartoon cutout, and that's me. So join that. Subscribe to that. Also, follow us on all social media. We are Magic989Online. And, of course, we will have this for you up on the website as well as on radio.com. You can also get it in podcast format. So subscribe to the Divas Dish podcast. Like the Divas Dish vlogcast. And of course, always listen to us because we have your favorite Christmas music and the world of entertainment. We got you right here inside the Divas Dish. And Owen, shh,
sleep so mommy can get some rest, okay? Mommy wants to order some DoorDash, okay?
True. True. I bet they're delicious.
And Billy.
Yeah, I want to work for them. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it's Marks and Spencer. It's London. It's a great company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.